News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Israel's military has carried out strikes in Beirut, which are the first strikes on the Lebanese capital since the ceasefire went into force in April. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and Iran are both making positive noises about progress on efforts to end the war. Belle True is with us, the Independent's chief international correspondent. Belle, how much is Iran and how much is the Iranian regime feeling the economic pressure at this point, given what has been done to them as a nation and given what's happened to their capacity to trade their oil?
Well, obviously, it's had an impact on them, and that is, you know, the desire from the US to put pressure on these talks, which have been extremely rocky and haven't quite come up with a deal yet. But at the same time, Iran has shown remarkable resilience. There was a belief, you know, from the US side that with these extraordinary strikes they've launched across the country, with the pressure, Iran would crumble and there would be a swift, you know, complete regime change. That has not been the case, clearly, and Iran has shown that it's able to put the entire world in a stranglehold through the Strait of Hormuz, and that has actually forced, you know, Washington to the negotiating table. So, you know, the concern is that Iran is actually pretty resilient and can keep going and can keep that pressure up on the global economy. And at the same time, the US doesn't have any cards left, and there doesn't appear to be any clear movement towards an immediate resolution to this crisis that's affecting all of us.
What do you read into Donald Trump's positivity then? Because he is defined by a capriciousness, as we saw this week on Tuesday announcing that the Straits of Hormuz would be forced open by the US military, and today announcing with joy that the US military was doing a great job in keeping them closed. So can we have any faith in his optimism about the talks?
Well, it does seem to be an extraordinary last few days. We've just seen 180 degree turns from the weekend to Monday and to Tuesday and now into Thursday. So, you know, the weekend was all about war, and that, you know, Trump had talked about Iran not paying up big enough price. Then on Tuesday, they announced Project Freedom, which was supposed to be an enormous humanitarian gesture to allow, you know, hundreds of trapped ships and thousands of their crews to basically escape the Strait of Hormuz, which has been effectively closed on a double blockade from Iran and the US. And then that was in early Wednesday that, you know, that was reversed. And then there was discussions about there being peace talks. Donald Trump has insisted that they are going very, very well. From the Iranian side, they've talked about the proposal being given to them, which is, quote, more of an American wish list than a reality. So it's really, really unclear. We've seen an incredible flip-flop over the last few days. And in the interim, obviously, that's had massive impact on the global economy. And for all of us, it's extremely worrying. So it's really hard to read into what Donald Trump says, because every day is a different day.
And of course, this is a conflict with two aggressors, though it is easy to forget, given how much attention Donald Trump ends up absorbing. But of course, Israel, we see the news of them having launched strikes on Beirut. What's the significance of that? And what's the significance in relation to the relationship with the Lebanese government in teaming up against Hezbollah?
Well, very much underpinning any US-Iran truce has been the notion that there being a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. And that was made very, very clear by Iran and by negotiators, Pakistan, and that's actually why it forced through what has been an incredibly nominal ceasefire, given that Israel has continued to pound the south of Lebanon, and we've had reports of Hezbollah firing on Israel as well. So at the latest escalation is that Israel has actually hit, for the first time since this so-called ceasefire came into place, suburbs of Beirut. And the concern is that if that ceasefire collapses, that will have a direct impact on the bigger talks that are happening between the US and Iran. So that is of a deep concern. And it looks like the Israeli military, who is occupying parts of South Lebanon, are continuing to move into the country. And so the concern is here that there is no real truce in Lebanon. It's rapidly crumbling on a day-to-day basis. If that happens, the peace talks at a higher level between the US and Iran will also collapse, and we will be in continuous, you know, conflict. So all eyes are on Lebanon right now. There are supposed to be talks between Israel and Lebanon taking place. We have no idea if they will actually come to fruition if the fighting continues in the south, and also if Israel continues bombing Beirut.
Belle, thanks very much for your time. Belle True, the Independent's chief international correspondent there.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.